struggling for survival. Shahzada Khan has just arrived in this camp here in Kabul. He lived in Lagman province in eastern Afghanistan. But rising unrest there forced this family to abandon their home. Now all what they want is to find fuel and protect themselves from the cold. The number of internally displaced families in this camp has increased very much after we visited here last time. It's a relatively calm place. So here in Kabul, they're not worried about violence, but lack of food in coming winter. Shahzada Khan is asking for help. He says if they're not helped, his children might freeze to death in this camp.
We're in dire need of help. The weather is getting cold, but we don't have blankets, fuel, and warm clothes. I don't know how to keep my children warm.
Shahzada is one of the 500,000 Afghans who lost their homes and have been left stranded because of the Taliban bombings and US bombardments on their villages. It has been reported by Amnesty International. Over 32,000 of them live in camps like this one in Kabul, and conditions here are worse. Everyone is complaining about lack of basic needs. Fuel, food, and blankets are their number one demands. UNHCR has begun distribution of winter aids, but they all go to only 40,000 families because of lack of budget.
Planning to provide some 40,000 families with the winter pact, and these winter or cold packages with the intention that we could at least help meet the basic needs of the very most vulnerable sort of families.
More people here are expected to be displaced as the war is raging and there is no light at the end of the tunnel. But yes, the more this war extends, the most local civilians here are believed to suffer. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.